It makes me kind of wonder about fairy tales. I mean, if you're real, then why shouldn't fairy tales be real, too? Claire stands up, still pondering the board, and does a little dance, hopping around like her pants are on fire. I think the ground's getting harder. My butt's asleep. Maybe they are real. Or some little thing in them is real, and then people just added to it, you know? Like, maybe Snow White was in a coma? And Sleeping Beauty, too. And Jack the Beanstalk guy was just a real terrific gardener. And Noah was a weird old man with a houseboat and a lot of cats. Claire stares at me.
Noah is in the Bible. He's not a fairy tale.
Oh, right. Sorry. I'm getting very hungry. Any minute now, Nell will ring the dinner bell and Claire will have to go in. She sits back down on her side of the board. I can tell she's lost interest in the game when she starts building a little pyramid out of all the conquered pieces.
You still haven't proved you're real, Claire says.
Neither of you?
Do you ever wonder if I'm real?
She asks me, surprised. Maybe I'm dreaming you. Maybe you're dreaming me. Maybe we only exist in each other's dreams, and every morning when we wake up, we forget all about each other. Claire frowns and makes a motion with her hand as though to bat away this odd idea.
Pinch me, she requests.
I lean over and pinch her lightly on the arm.
Harder.
I do it again, hard enough to leave a white and red mark that lingers for some seconds and then vanishes.
Don't you think I would wake up if I was asleep? Anyway, I don't feel asleep.
Well, I don't feel like a spirit or a fictional character.
How do you know? I mean, if I was making you up, and I didn't want you to know you were made up, I just wouldn't tell you, right?
I wiggle my eyebrows at her. Maybe God just made us up, and he's not telling us.
You shouldn't say things like that, Claire exclaims.
Besides, you don't even believe in God, do you? I shrug and change the subject. I'm more real than Paul McCartney. Claire looks worried.